Lyrics of Lowly Life by Paul Laurence Dunbar. An Antebellum Sermon.
We has gathered here, my brothers, in this howling wilderness, for to speak some words of comfort to each other in distress. And we chooses for our subject, this we'll explain it by and by. And the Lord said, Moses, Moses, and the man said, Here I am. Now, old Pharaoh, down in Egypt, was the worst man ever born, and he had the Hebrew chillen down there working in his corn. 'Twell, the Lord got tired of his fooling, and says he, I'll let him know. Looky here, Moses, go tell Pharaoh, for to let them chillen go, and if he refuse to do it, I will make him rue the hour, for I'll empty down on Egypt all the vials of my power. Yes, he did, and Pharaoh's army wasn't worth a half a dime, for the Lord will help his chillen, you can trust him every time. And your enemies may sail you in the back and the front, but the Lord is all around you for to bear the battle's brunt. They can fold you chains and shackles from the mountains to the sea, but the Lord will send some Moses for to set his chillen free, and the land shall hear his thunder like a blast from Gabel's horn, for the Lord of hosts is mighty when he girds his arm on. But for fear someone mistakes me, I will pause right here to say that I'm still a preaching ancient. I ain't talking about today. But I tells you, fellow Christians, things will happen mighty strange. Now the Lord done does for Israel, and his ways don't never change. And the love he showed to Israel wasn't all on Israel spent. Now don't run and tell your masters that I's preaching discontent, 'cause I isn't. I's a judging Bible people by their acts. I's a giving you the scripture. I's a handing you the facts. 'Cause old Pharaoh believed in slavery, but the Lord, he let him see that the people he put breath in, ever mother's son was free. And there's others thinks like Pharaoh, but they calls the scripture liar, for the Bible says a servant is a worthy of his hire. And you can't get round nor through that, and you can't get over it, for whatever place you get in, this here Bible too'll fit. So you see, the Lord's intention ever since the world began was that his almighty freedom should belong to every man. But I think it would be better if I pause again to say that I'm talking about our freedom in a Bibleistic way. But the Moses is a-coming, and he's a-coming sure and fast. We can hear his feet a-trompin', we can hear his trumpet blast. But I want to warn you people, don't you get too briggity. And don't you get to bragging about these things, you wait and see. But when Moses with his power comes and sets us chillin' free, we will praise the gracious master that has given us liberty, and will shout out hallelujahs on that mighty reckoning day when we is recognized as citizens. Huh. Oh, chillin', let us pray.
The end of an Antebellum Sermon. A poem by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.